This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbadu Duba says Nepal is facing increasing risks of climate crisis due to climate change. CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party unveiled their election manifesto for November 20 elections. Candidates allowed to organize mass gatherings from 3rd to 17th of November targeting upcoming elections. World Bank estimates 5.8% growth rate for Nepal in 2022. And people in Ukrainian capital Kiev suffering acute shortage of energy and water after Russian missile strikes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbadu Duba has said that Nepal is at high risk due to regional and global climate change. He also mentioned that Nepali people have to face multifaceted challenges due to rising temperature and widespread changes in rainfall pattern, increase in disaster and extreme events. In the first meeting yesterday of the National Council for Environmental Protection and Climate Change Management, which was formed as per the provisions of the Environment Act 2076, he said that the government had accorded top priority to climate change and environmental protection. The 27th Conference of Parties to the International Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP27, is going to be held in Egypt from November 6 to 18. In this context, Prime Minister Duba said that Nepal should urge the rich and developed countries of the world to revise their ambitious nationally determined contributions, NDCs and long-term low emission development strategy to limit the global temperature rise within 1.5 degrees Celsius. The CPN Maoist Center, the CPN Unified Socialist and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have unveiled the election manifesto for the November 20 elections. Unveiling the election manifesto, the CPN Maoist Center chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the manifesto had clearly outlined policies and programs for the institutionalization of socialism-oriented economy. Chairman Dahal added that the election manifesto had laid emphasis on a directly elected presidential system and a fully proportional system accessible to all the people. The Maoist Center chairman also reiterated that the election manifesto incorporated the topic of investigating the assets of all the people holding the public office after 1990. Likewise, making its election manifesto public, the CPN Unified Socialist pledged to bring reforms in the existing electoral system. The party has also vowed to make efforts for ending the culture of freezing capital expenditure, skyrocketing market price and black market trading. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party pledged for blanket transformation in the entire economic, social and political sectors in the country. Unveiling the party election manifesto yesterday, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party chairman Rajendra Lingden said his party was always committed to democracy and the supremacy of people. The party, in its election manifesto, has emphasized capital build-up, sustainable development, free health and education, social justice and equitable prosperity. It has also pledged to uplift Nepal to a middle-income country by 2030. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, is going to release its election manifesto for the upcoming November 20 general elections today. According to the central member of the party and deputy head of the publicity department, Bishnu Rizal, the manifesto is going to be released at a hotel today. Following its release, UML chairman KP Sharma Oli will hold a live debate on the manifesto. The Election Commission has allowed candidates to organize rallies, assemblies and corner meetings from the 3rd to 17th of November targeting the upcoming elections. As per the election code of conduct, rallies and mass assemblies can be held and election-related materials can be publicized in the media only 17 days ahead of the voting day. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli says the forces that want change in the country will be elected in the upcoming elections. Addressing an election assembly organized at Kamal Rural Municipality 3 in Champa yesterday, Chairman Oli said the country was in need of a capable government that would bring political stability and development in the country. The World Bank has projected that Nepal's economic growth rate will reach 5.8% in 2022. Unveiling a report, Nepal's Development Update, October 2022 yesterday, the World Bank estimated that Nepal's gross domestic product GDP would increase by 5.8%. The World Bank has also projected that Nepal's GDP will increase by 5.1% in 2023 and by 4.1% in 2024. Similarly, the World Bank estimates that Nepal's inflation rate will remain 6.3% in 2022 with 5.5% price hike in 2023 and 5.3% in 2024. Earlier, unveiling the report countering the cost of living crisis, International Monetary Fund had estimated that Nepal's economic growth rate would increase by 4.1% in 2022. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal has decided to operate international chartered flights at the newly constructed Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava. Earlier, all international chartered flights took place at Trivandrum International Airport. Authority Director General Pradeep Adhikari said the independent civil aviation regulator of the country resorted to the move to bring the Gautam Buddha International Airport into full operation. However, Director General Adhikari added that diplomatic chartered flights and flights by cargo airlines and army continue to be operated rather at Trivandrum International Airport. A total of 161 climbers have so far successfully scaled Mount Manaslu in the spring season. According to the Department of Tourism, 77 foreigners and 84 Nepali nationals reached the top of Manaslu measuring 8,163 meters high. Department's mountaineering sections officer Bigyan Koirala said this time 407 foreigners acquired permission to scale the mountain Mount Manaslu, but only 77 made it. They were accompanied by Nepali Sherpa guides to the peak. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. People in the Ukrainian capital Kiev had queued for water after Russian missile strikes struck key facilities across the country on Monday. An evening update from the city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said 40% of consumers in Kiev remained without water and 270,000 homes had no power. Russia said the strikes were aimed at Ukraine's military control and energy systems and that all targets were hit. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday that they were partly in response to an attack on a Russian warship over the weekend. In its evening update, the Ukrainian military said it had shot down 45 out of 55 missiles that were launched. For security reasons, the outside world is rarely shown the destruction of Ukraine's critical infrastructure by Russian airstrikes. The data from the collapse of a colonial-era suspension bridge in India's western Gujarat state has risen to 141. Hundreds of people were standing on the suspension bridge when it collapsed into the Machu River. According to officials, the victims mostly included children, women and elderly people. Gujarat's information department said about 177 people had now been rescued while 19 were receiving medical care. The bridge had been reopened just days ago after being closed for repairs. Municipality officials have said that the bridge may have been reopened without a fitness certificate. The Gujarat government has launched an investigation and is questioning 8 people in connection with the collapse, which comes weeks ahead of key state elections. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says Nepal is facing increasing risks of climate crisis due to climate change. CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party unveiled their election manifesto for November 20 elections. Candidates allowed to organize mass gatherings from 3rd to 17th of November, targeting upcoming elections. World Bank estimates 5.8% growth rate for Nepal in 2022, and people in Ukrainian capital Kiev suffering acute shortage of energy and water after Russian missile strikes. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.